Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Van Halen and Jump, 96.3 KKLZ, playing the hits of the 80s and more during the 96 days of summer. Once again, it's another week, a week-long giveaway of family four packs down to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Your first chance to win this morning, 8:40.
Yes!
8:40, we'll have that first family four pack down to Disneyland, qualify you for the overnight stay and everything else that goes along with that. Details on our website, 96.3. KKLZ.com. Monday morning, Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 6:05.
People clamoring for those passes. You know what? No more clamoring in Croatia.
No, it was a good run.
France took it. They took the World Cup for the second time, beating Croatia 4-2. It's just like the Golden Knights. Mike, we got that close.
Yeah.
That close.
Wow.
Go Croats, go. I did it. I was doing it all Friday. Go Croats, go. Nothing.
Got nothing?
No, but I hope they get a nice Croatian parade.
Something.
Whatever. I don't know what that would be, but gosh darn it. And Serena Williams went down. You know, she had her baby like, I don't know, 6 months ago even?
Yeah.
And she made it to the finals and she ended up losing
too.
So, I know.
Just a week long, a weekend long of disappointment.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Oh my God.
Boy. All right. Well, hopefully you had a good weekend. And weather-wise, boy, Saturday night came down.
Boy, did it ever.
Heavy
Holy moly. I was coming back from the gender reveal party, so I'll tell you about that, by the way.
Mostly sunny. They say a chance of a mountain thunderstorm today.
Okay.
High of only 106. I don't know what that has
to do with us.
Yes. Sunshine tomorrow. High 104. 88 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Taylor Swift was done wrong again.
What?
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out what happened, plus some other stories after Blondie.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Justin Bieber posted a very sexy picture of himself making out with his fiance, Hailey Baldwin. This was in a hot tub. But it was a picture of them. It wasn't a selfie. It was a picture of them.
Oh.
So John Mayer posted, you know, something didn't make sense about this picture. And he posted, interesting dynamic with the photographer in the hot tub. That's got to feel super third wheel.
Probably wearing pants and a shirt.
No, no. Hey, how do you want me to get this? How do you want me to get this, man? What a
That's
nice
hot.
Part of business. So you want me to come over to the hot tub? All right, I'll work on
it. I gotta get in the hot tub.
That's fine, whatever. Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually, especially after hearing John Mayer's commentary.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian would like everyone to know that she and all her siblings are self-made.
Oh.
Very upset. Very upset after that whole thing came out about her sister. She said, excuse me, I know so many people haven't turned out to be as successful. But if anything, we've done the complete opposite. Nobody works harder than my sisters and my mom.
Okay.
So there you go.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah. So she just kind of, I don't know.
Well, the reason this came up is because Kylie Jenner is behind Oprah Winfrey as one of the most successful self-made women in the U.S.
Yeah, she's worth $900 million. She's on that Forbes list. Yeah, so she was very upset.
And a lot of people, myself included, disputed the fact that she's self-made.
Yeah, we're totally self-made.
Right.
Mike. And Taylor Swift, well, she had a little problem over the weekend. Now, she got stuck on a stage that malfunctioned. So they had to talk her down, and as they were talking her down, she's kind of talking to the audience the whole bit. And so look for her new release, I Can't Believe You Stabbed Me, in the backstage. So that'll be coming out soon.
Why do these performers feel the need to float or be above everybody?
Because they gotta be big, man. These concerts gotta be big. Ask our intern, who's a Swiftie, loves her, says it's like the best show on earth. It's just great. Okay. I know. Swiftie, Mike, that's what she is. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Giving you your first chance to win, we are going to set you up this morning.
Boy, are we ever.
Tickets for the Backstreet Boys, their residency over at the Zappos Theater. and dinner on us at one of my favorite places.
Oh, my God.
$100 gift card to Fleming's.
Now, all you have to do is, I don't know if you can get a hold of some tar and feathers, but we're going to want you to do that and then just show up in front of the station with
yeah, that's
a sign.
What we want you to do.
That says Backstreet's back. Oh, yeah. That's what you...
First person to do that. Listen, 25, 30 years ago.
Oh, please. I have a friend who actually did that to go see a taping of Saturday Night Live. I can't remember who it was. And got to go to the after party and all that. It was really cool. Tarred and feathered herself in New York, in Manhattan.
Well, we're not going to be that extreme
no,
this morning. People just getting up Monday morning. We're going to take caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Tickets to go see the Backstreet Boys at Planet Hollywood and dinner on us at Fleming's. Caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. And Vanessa, you are caller number 9.
Oh, my God, I am?
Yes.
Yay.
You got the tickets.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
No freaking way.
You got tickets for the Backstreet Boys, their residency over at Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood, courtesy of the Kalair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, plus dinner on us at one of my favorite places, Fleming's, 2 locations, West Charleston or in Town Square. Hang on the line. We got to take down some details. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
Cranberries and Dreams, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 640. Top 5 movies at the box office over the weekend. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, still making money. Number 5.
That is.
Made 15.5 mil over the weekend. Incredibles 2 at number 4. Number 3, Skyscraper, which Vegas film critic Jeff Howard said might get beaten out by the new Transylvania movie.
Yeah.
And it did. Skyscraper made 25.5 mil. Ant-Man and the Wasp at number 2 made 28.8 mil. And then the new Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, made 44.1.
Awesome.
The original, the first one, was on TV.
I saw that first one, and it was really good.
And we had our grandson over the weekend, Saturday night, and it came on, and so he sat there and actually watched it.
Yeah, it's
and
Jody, a good movie.
Jody thought it might be a little too weird for him.
Right.
The animation.
Right.
But
did he like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good movie. Definitely
now we
got to
watch
is.
The whole thing. I think we got like the last half or something.
Okay.
Like that, something
oh like man. That. Okay.
Don't know what you saw over the weekend, but there you go. Your top 5 movies at the box office. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 7:04. Your first chance to win that family 4-pack down to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Coming up 8:40, we'll do that, qualify you for the grand prize, which includes an overnight stay down in Anaheim. All right, details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine here, but up in the mountains, a thunderstorm. It's 88 now. 709-702-739-9636. Anytime you want to talk or text, the line's powered by Centennial Toyota. Carla, tell everybody if you're going to celebrate anything today.
It's National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
Yes.
Guys, I would think this would pertain to you.
More so than the women.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if women have wound up in the doghouse. There may be some, but guys, come on. What did you do? What did you do?
I'm trying to remember the last time.
You were in the doghouse?
I was in the air quote,
yes,
doghouse.
Doghouse.
Doghouse. I'd have to call Jody and ask her, when was the last time I was in the doghouse and for what? Here's the problem with her, though. She probably couldn't remember. I know I was. She came
really?
Down. She slept on the couch one night. We went out. I woke up in the morning in the bed alone, and I came downstairs. And she's sleeping on the couch. I said, why are you sleeping on the couch?
Oh.
And she said, because I was mad at you.
Oh, okay.
And I said, about what? She goes, I can't remember.
Okay.
I said, so you slept on the couch, were very uncomfortable all night long for something that you can't even remember.
Were there drinks?
Please. Sure there were.
Oh, that's the best.
The right?
I don't know why, but I'm mad. So
when was the last time you were in the doghouse and for what? 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. We'd love to talk to you this morning. The last time you were in the doghouse.
Oh, man. Well, Matthew says, Mike, he forgot to wear his wedding ring one day.
Oh, please.
That's the worst.
Really?
Came home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Wives do not like when you forget to wear your wedding ring. She was mad. Apparently, he left it on the back of the toilet, you know, the tank.
Well, I'd be more mad about that.
And, yeah, well, you take it off to do something, right? And you forget to put it on. That's all.
You take it off to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, well, I don't know what he did. He may have shaved. He may have showered, something like that. I don't wear jewelry like when I shower.
I forget it every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it bothers Jody.
Right.
But I don't think I would ever be in the doghouse.
Yeah, well, apparently they were probably married early on. I'm thinking they were newlyweds.
Okay.
And this is good. Anthony says, I watched a couple episodes of The Crown without her, and that was a big no-no, apparently.
I think that's a generic no-no. I mean, across the board, not even just being in the doghouse.
I know, that's a big thing.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah, you can't cheat. And one other person, Jack, said, I convinced my wife that we won the... Oh, my God, the Mega Millions. She didn't believe me, and I finally convinced her. And she was so excited, and then I felt horrible, and I had to tell her the truth. I spent more than a few nights on the couch after that.
Why would you even do that? That is so stupid. Even as a man, I would say, you're an idiot.
That's a pretty good prank, though.
That is a great prank. We got a couple of guys on the phone that are coming clean and being honest as to why they were in the doghouse. We'll get to them in a couple of minutes. Take the hits of the 80s and more with you by downloading the free KKLZ app to your smartphone, or you can listen right there on your Amazon Echo device at home or at work. Want more details on how to do that? Go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. 7:38, John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in just a couple of minutes, and it's a big day nationwide that we'll talk about. When's the last time you were in the doghouse, and why? 702-739-9636. Good news, Carla, is I texted Jody, and I said, the last time I was in, quote, the doghouse. Now, either she's real busy or she can't even remember.
So. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a pretty good sign.
Or you're in it now, and maybe she's not responding.
Yeah, exactly. Now. Right now. What?
And if you don't know, well, I'm not going to tell you.
If you don't know what you did wrong.
Yes, that's right.
Scott, what about you? Last time you were in the doghouse, what'd you do?
Bought a car.
Uh-oh.
And didn't tell her.
Oh.
I was in trouble for a little bit.
Oh, you
Because I didn't, not because of the money I spent, but because I made a major purchase without telling her.
Yes!
It got me in the doghouse, and the way you get out of it, the best thing is gifts. Candy, foot massages, back rubs.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything she asked for, you give her, because she messed up.
So bribery, then. Yeah. Just bribery.
Michael E. Minden, Diamond Jewelers, Fashion Show Mall.
There you go.
I remember my dad, I think it was about 1966, he had bought a brand new Mustang.
Right.
Black with red interior.
Oh, boy.
Keep in mind, he has four kids.
Yeah, yes.
He has four kids, and he bought this as a second car. I think he was going through that midlife crisis.
Oh, it sounds like it. Wow.
My mother flipped.
Oh, my God. When you got to figure back then, it had to be maybe $4,000 or $5,000, I'll bet.
And a sports car. That was considered a sports car.
A sports car? We don't need a sport. We're not a sports car family.
Michael, we have four children.
What the heck is going on here? We can't fit. All of us can't fit in this. What is it, Mustang?
It had bucket seats.
Oh, my God.
It had all
that
new stuff.
Did he keep it?
No, I think my brother totaled it.
No.
I think he did. You know my brother Tom?
Oh, yeah.
The hood?
Yeah, I know. He was a rebel, wasn't he? Yeah, the hoodlum. Yeah,
he's a bad boy. Ray, what about you? What happened to you?
She had a dream that I cheated on her, and I woke up in the doghouse.
Oh, boy.
She didn't say anything. That's how I knew I was in trouble. Finally spilled the beans, and then it was just kind of interesting from then on.
See, that's the worst kind of doghouse, when you don't even know you're in it.
No, you're right.
You wake up and you think, wow, all right, it's a weekend, it's going to be a great day.
Right, right, what did I do? What did I do?
You haven't even done anything yet.
You know, no, I'm laughing. My friend Monica, who you know, and her husband Chris, he woke up. This was just a few weeks ago. Came downstairs, and she's like, okay, who did I cheat on you with in your dream? Forrest Whitaker. Really?
Even had a name to go with
it. Yes, it was Forrest Whitaker,
the actor. A celebrity cheat.
Yeah, she's like, really? Is that who you think that I fantasize about? Is Forrest Whitaker?
One more text to wrap up our doghouse topic.
Yeah. Oh, man alive. Charlene says, my husband recently took a selfie of himself and our five-year-old at Disneyland. I thought it was very cute till I saw in the very back behind my husband and our son this overly busty woman. It's the only reason he took the picture was to get this woman in the picture. And I'm pretty sure he used our five-year-old son to do the old, hey, isn't he cute? Let's get a picture. Apparently she was overly busty.
Uh-huh. So he took a selfie, yeah, and she's in the background.
Hold on, son. Hold on. Yeah, this girl in the background was pretty, I guess, yeah. Uh-huh.
So she thinks he did it on purpose to get a shot.
Yes.
Wow.
And apparently he's been in the doghouse for... Now, why do I think that'll keep coming back to him, too? Why do I think that'll keep... Hey, remember this picture?
Yeah. Well, listen, when we send you to Disneyland, just be careful on the selfies you take.
Yes.
Your first chance to win, coming up next hour at 8:40. 8:03, Disneyland, sending you and your family down to the happiest place on earth. A little bit later on this hour, 8:40. Plus, you qualify for the overnight stay and more.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we, man?
I'll tell you how to win those a little bit later on this hour. Sunshine, chance of a mountain thunderstorm.
Okay.
If you're up in the mountains, I guess, just be careful. High 106, 104 tomorrow, but they say it's going to be nice. It's 90, 90.
Really?
Right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sick of this sticky. I'm breaking out. I look like I'm 15. God.
Paper's wet.
I know everything. Yes. I jumped in a pool last night. I'm still wet. I couldn't dry off.
We're so spoiled.
We are.
Whiny
so,
babies.
Oh my God! There's like 20% humidity. I could not live on the East Coast. This is awful. Ew. Jeez. I know. Oh. Whatever. If I don't have something to bitch about, I'm not happy. So.
Like when you found out what time the Gwen Stefani show is.
Well, yeah, who
9
made
o'clock.
That at 9 o'clock? Gwen's not 25 either. I mean,
sure, she wasn't happy when she found out.
What time? Oh, hella, not good. Jeez.
Looking forward to that, though.
I'm looking very forward to that.
Everybody who goes to see that show
says
it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm bringing a friend, actually, who, because I said, you know, a while ago, well, you want to go, you know, and she said, well, yeah, you know, I like Gwen. Yeah. Sure. And now she's heard from other people. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going. Jeez. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's just fantastic. It's huge.
And when we talked to her, she actually said how nervous she was about her residency in Vegas. And we asked her, what's the big deal? And she says, you don't get it. It's not only Vegas, it's worldwide. People from everywhere come to see you. And when you compete with everything up and down the strip, you just hope that people are in their seats when that curtain opens.
Yep.
If you want to hear that visit, we still have it posted
good
on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
I'm going to tell you who Tim Tebow is dating. It might be happening, Mike.
All right, we'll find out about that and more after the Bee Gees. More Than a Woman, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Comedy Central's roast of Bruce Willis was taped on Saturday night, and I guess it was pretty good. There was a surprise, and that was Demi Moore who showed up.
What?
And she showed up and roasted him. It sounds pretty funny. It airs, I believe it's the 29th, I believe it is, that it airs. I will get the exact date. I believe it's the 29th. And they say that he actually, you know, they go up, the roastee goes up at the end. And they said he cleared up one of the most important controversies involving his career. He said, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a G.D. Bruce Willis movie.
Oh.
Hello. Yeah, so I guess it was pretty funny. I was reading some of the lines that people threw out there. Pretty funny. Cybill Shepherd, of course, also from Moonlighting, their Moonlighting days. So
now, I had heard the rumor that they didn't get along during that series.
They didn't, apparently, especially early on in that, which I think even made for better tension, sexual tension in that show. God, that show was good. Tim Tebow is dating Miss Universe 2017. She's still the reigning Miss Universe. Demi Lee Nell Peters is her name. He says she's a really special girl, and I'm very lucky and blessed for her coming into my life. I hope it happens. I hope it
He's still a virgin,
happens.
Right?
I think he is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like 47.
There's nothing wrong with
no,
that.
No, no. Is he like 53 or something? I don't know.
It's these hot women.
58,
that...
I don't know. But yeah, it's like, just you know, Tim, just go ahead. Just go ahead,
well,
do it.
You can't say that.
Well, yeah, I can say that. Because I, you know what, a former slut. Tim, go ahead, Tim. Just do it. Boy, bite the bullet.
I couldn't.
Bite the bullet.
I'm not even that quick on the dump button. I couldn't. You know, hold on.
I think our listeners know me well enough, Mike.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe that's why they listen. I don't know. Listen, Stevie Nicks says
like
she regrets.
Nice
she seems so sweet.
Yes.
Stevie Nicks says, I regret partying so hard throughout my career. Said it was a lot of fun between 1975 and 1990 until it wasn't. She said, I walk on stage every night now, and I do a three-hour show, and it's like, I wish I had known I could do this without having to do, you know, all the... Yeah, exactly. So she says, on the other hand, it kind of makes me sad, the fact that she did that for so long. And Downton Abbey fans, I am so excited. I am one of them. A movie is happening with the whole cast. The whole cast is coming back for the movie. I'm so excited about this.
So what can happen in a movie that hasn't happened in the series can make this so great?
The thing is, it stopped about... I mean, this is like the life in you know, the kind of royalty of that. But it stopped at, like, I think 1925 or 6. So some things, you know, have happened since then. And it would be cool to see how they've progressed. And, I mean, there was a whole plot there with land and all this stuff. It was very cool. Very, very cool. So
Sounds
you should
exciting.
Go back and watch. Oh, it was so good. It's one of the sexiest shows without even being that way.
Okay.
It was such a great show. That is my painfully deep take. Painfully deep take
Alex
for this
is laughing at our summer
going,
intern.
I don't know. Am I almost done? I'm almost done.
Wow, it's about land and plots and stuff. 96.3 KKLZ, where we love playing the 80s. In fact, you can take the hits of the 80s and more with you right there by downloading the free KKLZ app to your smartphone or listen on your Amazon Echo device right there at home or even at work. You want those details? Go to 96.3KKLZ.com. 825, a chance to win that family four-pack down to Disneyland. It's coming up in about 10 minutes. Shine and Collective Soul, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 837, Disneyland 4-pack, down to the happiest place on earth.
So this morning,
here's what we're going to do. It's a secret sound.
96.3 KKLZ with the secret sound contest.
Yep.
Identify the secret sound and you could be a winner, 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 winner.
All right, so here it is. This is a tough one. Carla came up with this.
Okay. It is, but just keep in mind, it's something that would be in your office. It's in your home. It's in your child's classroom.
All right.
So it's a very common sound.
Do we have it here in the room?
We have it here in the room. We sure do.
Well, we'd have to, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
got it in the room.
Okay.
Yep.
Here it is. I'm going to cut the music.
Okay.
Listen closely. That's it.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
John goes,
good luck.
John goes, I've had better luck with songs played backwards.
I know. I'm looking around. I don't see anything in here that would sound like that.
All right. I'm going to play it one more time. Here it is. That's it.
There you go, John. Is it Hootie and the Blowfish?
What?
Now, what you can do is text us. You want to give another clue?
You know, I don't want to give one yet. I don't want to give one yet. I want to see what we get.
Poor John's going,
I
one
know,
yet?
I know.
I didn't get the first clue you gave me.
There's not
like
much
a
in
dog.
This room.
His head out the window.
All right. I feel compelled. Here it is one more time. That's it. Text what you think that sound is. 702-739-9636. Text it to us along with your name.
Okay.
If you're one of the winning answers.
Interesting.
At
answers.
Random.
Uh-huh.
People already texting
they
in.
They are. Interesting.
All right. Hopefully we can announce a winner before 9 o'clock. I know don't know how anybody is going to get this. A family four-pack down to Disneyland. All you have to do is identify our secret sound. Text in your answer along with your name. We do have a winner, but here is the sound first. Carla, we have Melanie on the phone. Melanie, tell everybody what that secret sound is.
That is Kleenex coming out of a tissue box.
That's
That is exactly it. And again, we have like, I don't know, they're still coming in. Over 300 texts.
See, I thought it was, when I first heard it, I thought it was somebody rubbing their finger under a needle, like on a turntable.
What, Mike?
Oh, wow. No, I knew exactly what it was when I heard it.
When you said, though, it's in the room, I go, even as a radio station, we don't have turntables anymore.
Yeah, we don't, because then you got to buy a new needle.
That is amazing.
You
are headed down to Disneyland. You got a family four-pack of two-day, one-park, per-day tickets, qualified for the two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel, and a family four-pack of 3-day, one park per day tickets, all from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And it's all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer.
Yay! Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by CSN. It's not too late. Get enrolled at CSN today. Go to csn.edu now. I never thought I would read this, but it seems that middle kids are going extinct. It's because no one wants to or can afford to have three or more kids nowadays. So there's no more middle kids, it seems like. Back in the late 70s, 59% of mothers had three or more kids. And today, that's down to 32% and dropping. Wow. A woman in West Virginia got upset the other day when another woman twerked on her. So she bit off the tip of that woman's finger.
Sure, why not?
Is that what you women do?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Guess Mike and Carla's secret sound.
Ow. Are you twerking? Oh, don't even. Do not twerk.
I will so bite off the tip of your finger.
Come here. Give me your hand.
She was arrested for malicious wounding.
Well, I would
malicious
think so.
Wounding.
Jeez.
Yeah, don't
crazy.
Twerk on somebody who doesn't want you twerking.
Women are crazy.
You know what twerking is, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Alex knows what twerking is. She's a Taylor Swift fan. Not that Taylor twerks, but has she ever twerked at a concert? No, I wouldn't think so.
Alex
Taylor's
looked
not
at
a
you like you had a third eye.
Taylor's not a twerker. She's not. She's no way. Okay. It doesn't even sound like a word now, by the way. Hey, twerk. Hey, a Nutley, New Jersey woman recently called 911 after she woke up in a Burger King bathroom at 5 a.m. She went in to use it, and she fell asleep.
Oh, wow. Must have been a long night.
Prior to the restaurant, she woke up. She found the employees were all gone. Hello? Somebody! But she had her phone.
Oh,
so she thought, oh, wait a sec. Okay, I gotta call. Okay, help me, somebody, please. Do you imagine? Oh, my God, what a night.
Of all the places to end up.
I know, Burger King bathroom.
And fall asleep at a Burger King bathroom.
And go into a nicer bathroom. And for women who don't have a husband, there's a new high-tech smart mirror that will point out all your flaws.
That's what you need. You know, Jody's birthday's coming up.
Get her that, Mike.
Maybe I'll just do that.
It's a mirror. You literally look into it, and it tells you all your problem areas, like wrinkles, those fine dark circles. And it tells you, you can even, like, touch on the mirror, and it'll tell you, well, you should get this facial cream for those crow's feet over there, you old bag. That's what it tells you.
For those people still saying, oh, my God, I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah. Oh, please.
It would work for Jody because she has no flaws.
Oh. Her birthday's
coming up. She's perfect.
Her birthday's coming up.
Yeah, Friday.
I love you, sister wife. That's your other news.
As we do every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Southern California Lucy, she lost her dog Dodger in 2015. Boom, he got out of the yard. He hasn't been seen since.
Wow.
Until recently, she was watching Good Day LA, and they did a segment on animal adoption. And what? That's Dodger. That's Dodger on TV. Hello.
Wow.
She says, I saw him and I thought, what the heck? That's my dog. Oh, my God, it's my dog.
Uh-huh.
I drove about an hour and a half to get there. butterflies in my stomach the whole way, thinking, oh no, he's been adopted. Nope. When I saw him for the first time, he came running at me. A little bit shy when we got home.
I bet.
But he's getting used to things again. She said, I'm very lucky to have found him. Having him back in my life feels like a piece of my heart came back. I'm the luckiest girl alive.
Wow, good story.
The best part of that is just watching, you meant watching Kim and Dana. It's like, oh, that's my dog. Yeah, that is a good story. There's nothing worse than losing your pet. And,
awesome.
You know, and then that's it.
I can just imagine.
I know.
And the poor dog.
I know. But, you know, Dodger got a little FaceTime on TV, so that's kind of cool.
It's a win-win. We'd love to hear your good story. If you want to email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, do that at 96.3kklz.com. All right, here we go. We're getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Looking forward to coming back tomorrow morning.
I don't know what you people want from us, but you're getting it, man. More family four-packs to the happiest place on Earth, Disneyland. We will hook you up with those tomorrow morning. And also, tickets to see the Backstreet Boys along with dinner at one of Mike's favorite places on Earth, and that is Fleming's. What are we doing? What are we doing? Man.
If you want to win that, though, you got to get up bright and early.
Yes,
we do that in the 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah.
Tickets for Backstreet Boys Dinner on Us over at Fleming's. So make sure you're listening in the 6 a.m. hour. Of course, your next chance to win a family four-pack down to Disneyland. Wendy Rush will have that for you at 11:40. Okay. 11:40. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, do have a great day. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast of this show, plus interviews, showbiz news, and more on our website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, which you can access right through our website, 96.3kklz.com. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Do have a great day. And we're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.